Gotta fade out, y'all, because our time is up here.
Oh, yeah.
This is DJ Ren, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freedom Farm Radio Show.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
That's Brandon's friend.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just kidding. All right, thank you guys for listening. DJ Ren, Disco Dan, Madame Chauffeur, DJ Karen.
Disco Dude. It's Disco Dude. Oh, no, Dan. No, I don't Dan? Do Dan.
I thought your name. Okay. DJ Karen Sick, thank you for the Remington takeover. The Remingtons will be back hopefully soon to play whatever they want to play. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Gina on the scene.
Woo!
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Sorry, I'm trying to get something on here. We have a show up next.
I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
lonesome, cause I still feel on my own. Oh, carry me.
At Owen, the microphone is indeed still broken.
Whoa.
If you weren't here last week, one mic was broken, and then when we addressed the broken mic, we got a text from a friend saying that he may or may not, cannot confirm that he did not break it.
He can confirm. He goes in and out of confirming that. That's the thing.
This is Mandy B.
And this is the Ready World Peace.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I forgot Medford in there.
Bird watching. I phrased it as a question because honestly, I'm not even sure.
We're
feeling shaky out here today.
We are. Well, I just had a frenzy of texts that I was...
I came in and she looked absolutely distraught, which is generally not the vibe for our show if you've ever been with us.
I was just in such a chill work mood for the past 3 hours, and then people started texting me and I didn't know how to handle human interaction at this point.
She just, like, seized.
I did. I really did.
And then a mic fell from the sky and it was really disorienting.
But we're back.
Mic in hand.
Mic in hand. So we're not fully back.
Oh.
Sorry. Wait.
Yeah, we have some good things to share.
We do. Okay. First good thing to share. There were kids in the studio before this. They were awesome.
Second good thing to share, that's really just like 1A.
Mm-hmm.
I was just driving in a vehicle, and I had, of course, I'm a loyal listener to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Other than bird watching,
and they were just fabulous. They were popping off in the studio.
They were. So if you kids are listening, you did wonderful things.
One girl had a cast, but you wouldn't know that. I just added her. I'm so sorry. Everyone signed her cast.
Yeah.
Mentally.
We wish you well, little girl with the cast.
Yeah.
Other good thing, which I was reminded of when I sang into the mic, is we, as a friend group, figured out how to play the popular new girl drinking or non-drinking game, depending on preference and age. True American.
Wow. It was fabulous.
It was fabulous. And you may be confused how that segued from the opera singing, but that was because there's like three different like rules that are posted on the internet when you look up how to play True American, but then as the game goes on and get more comfortable, you just start like creating your own rules. And so one of the rules we made was that if someone starts singing a song and if everybody that's playing the game can complete the song and sing along with it, then you all get to move ahead of space.
So should we like lay out for the listeners how this went down?
Probably.
All right. So True American is from the show New Girl. It's a great show. And every time the True American pops up, it's a group of four people. Wait, four people who live together.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want to try another mic?
Am I getting like reverberating?
No, it's just a little quiet.
Okay. Hi, Mike 4.
Goodbye, little Mike 4.
It's been real.
All right. Oh, my goodness. This one looks precarious, too. Not going to lie. I'm screwing her back in.
Oh, but I can hear you so much better.
Okay.
Oh.
There she is. Anyway. Ooh, that's up. There we go. Wicka, wicka, wah. All right. So, New Girl. So, it sort of looks like the Candyland board or a cross. Whichever you prefer, whatever up in your mental visualization station. Mm-hmm. And there's little like bits of furniture, or in our case, cardboard, in the basement floor. And you hop from one to another. And the floor is lava. So stepping on the floor is an issue.
Unless we also chalked the floor. So we made like a path and
right. Like
chunks on the floor that you could step on that were technically not lava.
Mm. And then. So you can either, well, we really don't have to lay it all out.
We don't.
Fans.
You can just look it up online.
Yeah.
Which it's so fun.
It seems super labor intensive at first, and then you start and you just can't stop.
You literally can't stop.
So Mandy Beans was at the top of her lungs when the freaking anthem, the Oh Say Can You See Star Spangled Nut thing.
Nut banner.
Nut banner.
I really like all musical theater training just came out in that very moment, and I don't think anybody knew it was coming. I personally didn't.
I had an inkling, not gonna lie. I was waiting, and the awkward thing is I don't know most of the words that song.
That's okay. I feel like I had to learn it in like elementary school.
It was a super like patriotic moment in the game that I like couldn't really get into, I have to say.
Like, we definitely all moved ahead of space, but definitely some people were a little more passionate and sure of the words than others.
What else do we do?
Oh, this weekend was the greatest. We celebrated Halloween twice. Mm. Shall we tell them about our costumes?
For sure.
Okay, so I know we've been hyping up the brick for like over a year now.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Moral of the story is bricks will forever be in our hearts, uh-huh. Just not on our bodies.
And not laying on Halloween.
Not on the floor, yeah.
That would have been unfeasible and just hard to explain to people. And most people we told it to were confused.
They were like, ah, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. We're like, to bring back the saying of Kathy, things that made you go,
So anyway, so first night, Rachel and Jizzy J had pre-planned to be Steve Irwin and the Crocodile, and me, who didn't have a costume and didn't want to be alone,
me,
said, can I be your net?
And I said, heck yeah, you can be my net.
And when I told my brother about it yesterday, he goes, you don't catch a crocodile with a net, Amanda. And I was like, you're super right.
What do you catch it with?
Like your hands? I don't know.
Steve Irwin got mad. Does he climb? He'd be using those grippy things all day.
Phone a friend, Zach Mintz. Did Steve Irwin rock climb? Probably.
But she was an excellent net. She caught me.
I really did. I'm gonna send a picture to our social media that has still yet to be made.
Yeah.
Maybe this weekend. It's a long weekend.
It is. I felt like last weekend never ended. I wanted it to end at the end.
I did too. I was like, let me go to
get
bed.
Me out of here.
I was like, someone, like, I have a Pfister chapter at like 7:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah,
this Sunday was specifically a 25-hour Sunday. Mm. And it was like, I was just like, somebody, Lord, take me home.
Lord. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord, take me home.
I was unprepared. So it was a long weekend in a sense because we got an extra hour, which I did appreciate greatly. I did not see that coming, though. There was no hype.
There was no hype. Like, where was the Facebook post about turning your clock back?
Or like a meme.
or
anybody give me
literally anything. I woke up so confused at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, and I was like, there's no way that I feel this refreshed. Like, I'm an early riser, but I just don't wake up at 6:30.
For those of us who aren't a crazy fool, I woke up at 10, and I was like, there's no way I feel this good, and it's, well, it's 10. Well,
so you would have woken up at 11.
I woke up at 11,
that's
yeah.
a gorgeous sleep, Rachel.
I felt like I had like slept forever, though, and I was like, it's only 10 o'clock.
I got the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:30. I was like, well, I have to wait a little. Well, 6:30. I was like, I have to wait like a little bit until I like eat breakfast yeah. or else like the whole day is going to be thrown off meal-wise. Mm-hmm. So like 6:30 to 7:30, I just baked some cookies. Like, I didn't, so that's what I do with my extra hour. What about you? What was the most notable extra thing you did on Sunday?
The most notable extra thing?
Mm-hmm. Something you wouldn't have been able to accomplish had we not had that extra hour.
I'm thinking.
I can tell.
I may need to ponder it. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay.
Sunday's a bit hazy for me at the moment.
That's okay.
You know, when we come back, I can ponder, but we can also talk about why does adding water to most things make it worse? I was thinking in the rain, like, why? It's a rain-themed query.
Query.
You know, mm-hmm. I was in the car with our dear friend Paige, actually, and I was like, socks? Socks are great. Wet socks? One of the most vile things in the universe.
100%. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you are so right.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to think of things that adding water makes better besides...
Puddles?
But no, I don't want a dry cave of
concrete. Concave.
That's what I concrete. Prefer.
But what I like my good concave concrete dry.
Yeah, dude.
Would you wet my...
Sir. My wets.
My wets.
Yeah, I guess. What are those little things you put into water and they grow?
Oh, those are good. Those little dino toys.
Those are more fun in the water.
Mm. Like, what exists in the water that doesn't exist outside of the water?
Mm-hmm.
Fish.
But honestly, do we need fish?
I think so. Like, ecosystem-wise.
This is my hot take for the night.
Fish, obsolete. Mandy beans, unconcerned. Okay. Do you have a tune for us? I can dig up a tune.
I listened to this today.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We have a special guest listener.
Who
I'm going to remain unnamed for the time being. He will be revealed later, but he's naming all things that are better with water. Pasta.
Water.
Oatmeal. Smooches.
Wait.
Rainforest.
Stop. Absolutely no. I don't want a wet smooch unless it's from a dog.
I want a wet smooch.
I'll give one to you.
Thank you. I felt that across the studio. All right. Said friend has stopped texting, so I think it's time for another song, but I appreciate that immensely. Unknown.
I'm going to guess texter. My head. Okay. I'm not going to reveal my guess on air because I don't want to like expose myself and like a friend who it isn't, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
We'll come back and let you know if she was right or not.
We'll be back.
If I lost you, I'd never quite escape you. I'd be haunted by chains around my feet, taunted by lovers surrounding me. If I lost you, I'd never quite forget you. Like the sun, how it stains the likes of me, fading the color from my cheeks. Oh, imagine the scene, how funny it seems. We laugh about it like an old memory. And in your arms again I would fall. Since I lost you, yeah.
wreckage in the sea. How funny it seems we laugh about it like an old memory.
Are you back?
Hello. It wasn't who I thought it was.
It wasn't even your first three guesses.
No, it was a total plot twist. The smooch, I think, threw me off. I was like, whoa.
But then as you internalize it, it's super on brand. We appreciate you, anonymous typer.
Yeah, many things are better wet. I'm a minute.
I really didn't understand that until you said it the second time, but now I totally get it.
Thanks.
She admits it.
I admit it.
But yeah, what else? Yes.
Lucy, our my housemate, was watching British Bake Off. Mm-hmm. And
important show.
And a soggy bottom is not. You know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your take on upside down cakes?
Like pineapple?
Like pineapple.
Comma. I freaking love them and I make a delicious gluten-free pineapple upside down cake.
Okay, I would love to try it because I have yet to meet an upside down cake that I enjoy.
Oh.
Because I don't like the moisture at the bottom. And like the same thing with Tres Leches, like never put that in front of me or else I will ask to have it removed from my sight.
You'd be like, there's moisture down there and I freaking know it and I don't even want it in my line of vision.
I don't even want to look at it. Like, I just don't even want to look at it. Another follow-up question. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on sending food back?
Oh. Well, so my mom is the queen of sending food back, you know.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. As soon as it came out, you were like, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you would have strong opinions about this.
I have no qualms. If it's truly terrible, I have no qualms. Sometimes it's just like, you feel like it's going to be more of a burden to like send it back and get something else.
Yeah, especially if you're really hungry.
Right. And I feel like if it's an easy switcheroo, like a pasta, that like just give me pasta or something versus like, oh God, I don't know, a chicken that's just been like
a gamey chicken
or been like tossed around in a bag and like sat on and perhaps like involved in some flatulence situation. Yeah. Like, I don't know whose butt that chicken's been under, but it ain't going in my mouth.
Nabi, you're right.
Yeah. In that case, like, send it back.
Yeah. Like, there's no, if you're paying that much money for food, like out anyway.
Or if you explicitly asked and you were like, I can't eat like peppers, like orange peppers, hate them, don't want to see them.
Yeah, or like cilantro,
soggy bottoms.
specifically soggy bottoms.
Or cilantro. Yeah, something like that make them aware of.
And that like you wouldn't enjoy your dish if it included them.
Correct.
So this is another question. Uh-huh. So we have a family friend who's very high maintenance. Uh-huh. And we're all to dinner.
More high maintenance than Aunt Dana?
Different high maintenance.
All right.
Aunt Dana, if you're listening, you're not high maintenance. She's definitely not listening. So this person, we're out to dinner, very nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Ordered a steak.
Okay.
The waiter comes like maybe through your wheel to like check, and I put check in quotes because like it's just part of their job, but like they don't really care if you're enjoying your meal or not. They go, "How are you guys enjoying your meal?" And our friend goes,
"Oh no."
He's like eating most of it. He goes, "It's a little grisly, I'm not gonna lie." And I was like, and then they're like, "Well, do you want us to like do anything about it?" He's like, "No, like, at this point, it doesn't really matter." Like, and I was like, why are you sharing that information if you're not going to, like, act and do anything to make it better for yourself? Like, you're just making everyone feel uncomfortable. That's all I have to share.
I agree. That's sort of like a heinous individual in a restaurant situation.
For sure.
For someone who's like worked in food and mm-hmm. whose friends work in food, I think like they don't really care. You know, it's at that point you don't take it personally yeah. if a patron customer is a douche, but.
Did you have any major faux pas when you were working in the food industry?
Catering this summer was a funny situation because when people attend a wedding, mm-hmm. they act a lot of the time like it's a restaurant, and it just isn't, you mm-hmm. know? Like, there's a certain amount of dishes for, like, guests say what they want when they RSVP, and then they show up and they get what they ordered, and we don't make more than like 5 extras of each, just because limited capacity. These people are paying for your whole meal.
Yeah.
And like beverages.
Ugh, I love weddings.
See, you're like the ideal wedding guest. You're just like food. Yep. Beverage. Yep. Dessert. Sign me up. In the meantime, I'm gonna dance, but also be respectful.
Yeah, and I'm gonna pay my respects to the family.
Yeah, and you're gonna leave on time, so we people who clean up after you can clean up after you and go home at a reasonable hour.
The last wedding I was at, I have a picture with one of the waiters because we became such fast friends.
Oh my god, did you keep this from me?
I'm so sorry. He was redhead, and my sister's also redhead, and he was just...
And chat. Amanda's also
and
a redhead.
And I'm redhead, yeah. If that wasn't clear. And from by the end of the night...
her vocal notes.
Yeah. I just give up those redhead
you
vibes.
You scream, redhead, I
I was about to, like, say redhead super loud, and it was going to be a joke that fell super flat. I just wanted to tell you what I stopped myself from doing. But anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. One of my worst faux pas working in the food industry over at Fruitables, acai-style inspired shop in Princeton, New Jersey.
Good thing our radio waves don't reach them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve these.
So I had just taken a shower, and like right after a shower, you know how like your hair like sheds a little bit?
Yeah.
And like it's just whatever. So I was like just started my shift, and someone ordered acai bowl, and I like made it so lovely, and then I gave it to a woman, and I was very new on the job at this point, and I gave it to the woman, and she like comes back like 2 minutes later, and she's like, I'm so sorry, but there's like a piece of hair in here. And I was like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing, I'm so sorry, like let me make you another one really fast. And so
did you extract the hair?
No, so I like took the hair out, and then like I put it in like the freezer of like the rejects, and you can take them home at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then I like made her another one, but like it took a while because there's a lot happening in the kitchen, and like it was like I just felt bad. And then I gave her another bowl, and she comes back like 3 minutes later, and she's like, I'm so sorry, but there's another piece of hair in here. And it was so clearly red that,
like, oh no.
And so I was like, do you want me to make you another one? And then she was like, no, I don't. I just want a refund. And I was like, well, I'm really new. I don't know how to give you a refund. I was like, I can't either make you another one. You can take that one, like my hair-filled one. And then she was like, I don't want either. And then she just left the establishment. Oh, no. Like nine
how
and a
red
half.
Was your face?
So red. I probably
sweaty.
Like had a shower again after that shift for sure.
Oh, no. Wow, that's super tough.
I was so mortified. I was like, and like there's no one else I work with that even had close to red hair.
So you couldn't be like, shh, yeah. Like Jane sheds.
Yeah, it's not me, it's her.
She's molting.
Yeah.
It's her time in the molting month.
It is. Birds.
Nuggets.
Birds.
Dumb birds. I was going to make a joke on my Instagram story. So on my personal Instagram story, I frequently hype up our show just because I'm so proud of what we do here.
Mm-hmm, me too.
It comes from the heart, you know?
I feel that it's heartfelt.
So riddle me this, Mayans.
Please.
What do birds do when it's wet outside?
They go inside and host a radio show.
Well, they go on air indoors on the radio. A little obscure. We're gonna work through it. We're gonna work through it. Yeah.
I feel like we can fix the wording and make this even better, but it's already real in a really good spot.
Yeah, it has room to grow for sure. Mm-hmm.
But that's like where we love to be.
Yeah.
Okay, this is great.
Should we play a tune and then do a PSA?
I think that's a great idea. This hour is going so fast.
It really is.
Here's a little tune for you all.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Yeah. Slowly moving down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Why a dream she never dies. Wipe that tear away from your eye. Slowly moving down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
You're the prize of the prodigy you wanna be. Oh, no apologies. Twisting your word and your prophecies. Oh, and honestly. Talking only, think about you. What is like to walk around you? What they like to talk about?
Nose.
She just asked for a tissue, but I could not supply. But the song was ending, and because we're so professional, we're proceeding as professional as we can.
So I'm just gonna sit here and complain about my stuffed nose.
But you sound so cute.
Oh, thanks.
My mom did an impression of her old boyfriend doing an impression of his campers.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa. Sorry.
Wait, so how old was the boyfriend?
So they dated for like 5 years when she was like 22.
So it was like appropriate age to be a camp counselor.
He had been a camp counselor, like in college. Yeah. So
niche.
Yeah, and he's like, one of his camp counselors, his children was like, he was like, all right, everyone, like, we're going to the lake. And one of the, like, little twerpy kids was like, me too, Joey. Like, and, like, me too. I don't know. That's, like, how her impression went. Wait, she did it for me last night.
What was the third word?
Joey. Sorry, Joey was the name of the boyfriend.
Me too. Me too, Joey.
Me too, Joey. Me too.
Nah.
Joey was like, yeah, my dude. wait, this is funny. And okay. His parents were like, of the twerpy kid. Sorry, this was totally an interjection.
I'm so here for it.
The parents of the torpy kid was like, so is Tommy a leader?
Mm-hmm.
And Joey was like, Mr. and Mrs. Fink, Tommy has a hard time following.
Shoot, Tommy.
Yeah.
Why is Tommy just such a little boy name? Like, no matter how old you are.
Tommy.
Tommy, let me give you a little nuggie.
That's how you felt about your formal date, isn't it?
It is.
His
Tommy,
name is Tommy.
For listening. PSA?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we have a follow-up to the wet bird discussion, just real fast. We have a resident bird advisor.
As all bird watchers should have.
Yeah.
We're novice bird watchers, to be honest.
Yeah, like, we're just going to be real with you and tell you, like, it just keeps us humble is the thing.
Yeah, like red receipts.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll talk about how red receipts keep you humble as well later. But our resident bird doctor advisor to the show, I just want you guys to know that birds actually have water repellent coats. How, you may ask? ? I'll tell you.
Spit?
They pick up oil on their beaks by rubbing their beaks on the preen gland, then rub that oil over their feathers, creating a water repellent coat.
Huh.
So can't say for sure as a novice what a preen gland is, but it feels moist.
Yeah, for sure. And I also wish that like I could like find a preen gland for like suede waterproofing boot purposes.
Mm.
I feel like that would be really efficient and eco-friendly. And yeah.
Yeah, and it would keep your shoes dry.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that could be us.
Yeah.
A side job while we're full-time radio broadcasters in our future. Uh-huh. This has been a PSI. I'm going to be a full-time radio broadcaster. In my future.
There's honestly no need for us to do an official one because we just gave so much public service content.
We did. But the people need to hear one.
I think you have the book.
Oh, no, it's over there, my dude.
Oh, that's what I was like, why are you looking at me?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. All right.
Wait, I should have prepped.
No, it's okay. Oh, wait, just what is this? One. Oh, there's just a meme of a dog on the floor covering its little ears with its paws, and it goes, make it stop. So I paused on that one. Anyway, annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations, I can't say that with both of those, vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport. Are you constantly annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our town's west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations. Why do you say vibrations so much? Due to the FAA.
Yeah, I'm having trouble following.
It's not very well written, I'm going to
okay.
be honest.
That's okay.
You just keep going. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan's Airport runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result, and dogs. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. Public service announcement from the Logan. Now I have a list. Nuggets, Joey.
Joey, it's all your fault.
The Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. Okay, so whoever wrote this, this little flyer has definitely filed more than one complaint for their household.
For sure. They're pissed.
That's troubling.
I just thought of a good question.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have a harder time being a leader or a harder time being
a follower?
A follower.
Is that what your question was? Like, yeah, in life?
In my head, it, like, was more nuanced. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just confusing myself.
Is it just, like, are you a leader or are you a follower?
Or, no, would you have a harder time being a bad leader or a bad follower?
Oh,
that's what my question
okay,
was.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I'm glad we worked through it.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what the squeaking noise is,
oh, I'm
BT
sorry, I'm
dubs.
Playing with my water bottle.
She took off the wrapper. She played with the wrapper. She put the wrapper inside the water bottle. She played with the water bottle. Okay. Now that we've covered that spooky.
That was spooky.
Little.
Quick. And I didn't even realize it was spooky because I was doing the playing.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd have a hard time being a bad leader. Being a bad follower is like you can just like blend in, you know, like.
Yeah, I agree. No, I think that's a good answer. I was just curious.
But also, like, good followers are important. We love our listeners. Those are good followers.
Yeah, and like, I honestly feel like I'm a good follower. Like, I don't. Like, I initiate things that I really want to do, but I'm pretty good about just, like, going in with the pack mentality and, like, making the best out of the situation.
For sure. I think when we go out on a limb, it's, like...
It's worth it.
Yeah. Also, we're, like, we take pride in that limb, you know?
Mm-hmm. We do.
We take ownership of the limb.
Yeah.
And...
We take our extremities very seriously.
Yeah. No joke.
No joke.
They're so long.
They're so limber. I was looking at a picture that... My mom sent me a little bit ago that I, like, never really fully internalized. And it's, like, me wearing a pair of Crocs and, like, all, like, scrunched up in this, like, ball. But, like, my arms are just kind of dangling. I don't, like, I'm maybe, like, seven or eight.
My arms.
I'm going to show Rachel the picture.
And okay, so when you show me the picture, I'll say the first word that comes to my mind. Okay,
perfect.
Other than Lank John.
Because that's already what you have in mind. Okay, well, this is the full scope. It's like me and my cousins on a swing set.
Oh, wait, I'm ready.
I'm perched on the very top in a bird-like position.
First word, braces.
Yes. I had 3 rounds of braces. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, my God. Beans. Are there no photos from your... Like, why haven't I seen more photos from your childhood?
So, my mom...
Also, pointy is the next...
Yeah.
Like, your joints are just... Popping.
So true. Yeah, I just like We weren't a big picture family. Like, we still don't take a lot of pictures as a family. Like, it's more just like we remember the memories.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
Should I tell my mom to send more pictures?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're listening. Actually, they definitely are. My dad texted in a group chat with my mom. Send pics, please.
Wink, send pics of me as a child.
Oh my God, Alex! My brother.
He looks like a gopher.
Okay, so Alex, fun story about his mouth and orthodontic experience.
Moist?
Question mark. Definitely moist. So he was like a half a millimeter or something wild away from having to get jaw surgery because his overbite was so large, which is opposite of you because your underbite is so was so large. But then my dude also, sorry, I'm exposing him so hard right now. He had like classic nighttime headgear.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
So sad. But his teeth are looking great now. And then after like his third round of braces and him not wearing his retainer after, my mom just put the permanent bar in there and called it a night.
Herself. She was like,
just open up.
Nobody's gonna do this right. I'm gonna just do it.
Someone give me a pair of pliers and a tooth. Scott, my father, I'm still in the office, so pictures pending.
Oh, okay. All right, Scotty, we respect the grind.
Rachel said it best. I was gonna type back, I still appreciate you, but we respect the grind. Another, we were talking about the Jonas Brothers last week.
Big
news about them. And did you hear?
No.
Mariah Carey approved Christmas single dropping this Friday by the Joe Bros.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Also funny because my housemate Mia, so now we've mentioned all three of my housemates. she was like, I can't wait till Thanksgiving's over so I can sing Christmas songs. And I was like, you don't have to wait till Thanksgiving, Mia. Like, you can be a free spirit and just
totally
like
don't.
Do your thing.
She doesn't like to off-put anyone. No,
she's also just a regimented individual.
Yeah, she knows that like November 28th this year. It's late. So late. She's whipping out all her carols.
And perhaps her Santa suit, question mark. And definitely the snapping.
Oh, she's such a snapper. And she definitely has some kind of like scarf situation with pom-poms at the end that she like twirls around in a festive manner.
Funny. God, I just like can't control my nasal fluids.
That's okay.
Funny story, my house wants to do a Christmas card. Like the four of us.
Wait, that's so funny, especially because you're so Jewish.
I am so Jewish. Also, Lucy like fully got bat mitzvah, but she seems like a Midwestern Jew. Her dad is Jewish and from New York City, but her mom is a Midwestern Methodist.
Catholic?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot.
So she seems like a Midwestern Jew.
She does.
She does. She seems like Dean Erickson. Who's also a Midwestern Jew. Well, no, he's like a Northern type of Jew.
I didn't really know that Dean was Jewish.
Right, because they like whip it out at weird times.
Yeah, because he also is like out here wearing Sperry's, so it's just a dichotomy. I don't know why I don't associate like, Jews and Sperry's, but I just
I think Docksiders in general are sort of WASPy.
Yeah, that's
Docks,
you're right.
Boats.
Well. But that's also Jewishness. I don't know.
Yeah, I dabble. Not gonna lie.
In boating or in boat shoes?
In boating.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly. We get to talk about boat shoes later.
But back to the Christmas card.
Oh, yeah.
So she was like, we can do, like, she was thinking Christmas Carol Muppets edition. And I was like, that's sort of tough because, like, I mean, obviously, I'm Kermit, but...
And, like, you can be dark Kermit, but, like...
Next year for a costume.
Rachel!
So, Mandy Beans and I had big reptile vibes this Halloween.
We did.
Impromptu. She picked up this, or she inherited this freaking lizard?
Dragon hat. Okay, well, this is the thing. We had big little reveal with my child.
Mandy gave birth.
I did. I have a child now. Her name is Alyssa. She's a sophomore here at Tufts.
She definitely doesn't know what WMFO is.
She definitely doesn't. I'm going to tell her to listen in next time as we get more close because she is my child and I will treasure her. Anyway, if I don't drop the sorority first, just pending timeline.
Whichever happens first, treasure her or I ditch my sorority entirely.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so for reveal though, it was the day after Halloween, but it was Halloween inspired. So you had to in the last basket that we gave, put a costume item so that during reveal, you would be matching costumes.
Yeah, you were like, that's my thing.
Actually a cute idea. And so I went thrifting and I found this dragon head and I was like, I need that just to have in my repertoire. But then I was like, how am I going to incorporate this for my child? But then a twist of fate, there was little dragon horns too. So I bought those for her. So she was my baby dragon. And now I just have a dragon head.
So, side note, her little wasn't totally thrilled with this plan, but I think she worked with it to the best of her abilities.
Yeah. I agree.
So anyway, yeah, we were big. So usually our one instruction when we're taking photos together is find your light. Mm-hmm. So all heads point to the nearest light source, no matter if it's an unflattering angle or not.
It's most likely unflattering.
But yeah, it generally is. But this made sense because we were cold-blooded this weekend.
Wait, that's so nuanced.
Yeah.
Wait, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't finish telling the story. So Rachel was a crocodile, as you know. But then the second night, we were all characters. We were all minor characters from Shrek.
Because honestly, we're better followers than leaders.
We really are. And so, as a dragon, Rachel, Lord Farquaad, naturally.
Yeah, of course.
And then two other friends were Donkit and the Gingerbread Man.
So, our little quad just went off and had a blast. We were joined by other friends, too. But our four-person costume was truly a moment to be treasured.
It was. Well, I treasure my friends. My mom, I was talking to my mom about how much fun I had this weekend.
Aww.
She was like, you should you never take for granted how amazing your friend group is. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah, we're super lucky.
We really are. We just have a lot of good-hearted people who are down for a good time.
Yeah, game for anything, basically.
Yeah, especially games, which is, people are just willing to take time to play games, which is so special.
We should invest in a puzzle.
I agree.
On nights where we're not doing anything and we don't feel like watching New Girl or odd Rainbow Sponge videos.
But also those are fun to do at the same time.
Yeah, I could totally Rainbow Sponge and puzzle.
I could totally Rainbow
You're
Sponge
so
and puzzle.
You're so right.
So yeah, we
That's
should.
That's a winning combo, actually.
I would say let's go. I feel like they would have had puzzles at that Curious George store in Harvard, but
Nuts.
It's closed.
Owen is so upset.
He is so
It's like he
for
lost
good
a friend.
Reason.
I don't know.
You've got... Was that... No, what's the song from Curious George?
I don't know, but should we play it?
Yeah, we should. While we're looking, I'll play this new Sam Smith song that I just found. All right. It was released 3 days ago. We're a little unclear right now what Sam Smith is doing.
sorry, Sammy Smith, but what the actual heck? Do you think you're a techno DJ in Berlin?
Nay. That was so horrible.
Let us answer for you. Nay.
Nay. Yeah, I was not a huge fan.
Okay, so to turn it around, or should I say upside down?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's the song. That's the Curious George song.
Yeah, upside down. Also, those little kids who were in the stew before we were here, they were singing. They were having a sing-along to Dear Prudence.
I know. Like,
that's so tender.
I am so tender.
The mom was like, do you guys know this song? Because it's probably like one of her favorite
songs.
It's
definitely one of her songs. And I love the mom that's here.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
She just has like her little notebook. I don't really know what's in it, but I'm sure she prepares for her show, and I respect that so much.
Did you... You probably didn't listen to the whole breakdown of... So her two kids, like, put together a playlist for the song. Or three kids? I don't know. I don't know. There were a lot of little voices. And one of the first song that they played before I walked the Doge and had to sign off was from, like, the... There's a musical about the six wives of Henry the Eighth. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
I never took European history.
I think that sounds right.
Like, all the ones... He was the one that went crazy and, like, beheaded people and, like, Catherine of Aragon was one of the... Anyway, there's a musical.
I watched, like, a Shakespeare, like, 11-hour show of, like, all the kings, and they all kind of, like, swarmed together.
Henry the... Isn't... I feel like there's a play called Henry the Eighth.
There's, like, Henry the Seventh and the Eighth, and... I forgot.
And the ninth. And the tenth.
I fully fell asleep. Those were during my theater days.
Was this for pleasure or an assignment?
It was...
Like, I should educate myself?
No, it was we as a camp are going to this 11-hour show at Lincoln Center.
Aww.
Yeah, it was actually... There was, like, a lunch break. Like, it was a full day event.
I was going to say, they have good snacks there.
Yeah, they do.
Also, the theater, like, attached to Lincoln Center, good stuff.
Oh my God, it was gorgeous. Like, it was really, like, I wish I understood what they were saying, but, like, I think I kind of followed some of it.